If you've seen a headline about Married at First Sight in the last couple of months, it's likely included this couple. Bryce and Melissa have copped a hell of a lot of attention, and they join us now. Good morning, Bryce. Good morning, Melissa.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, guys. My golly, it's probably been a very busy morning for you two.
Yes. Look, coming to the home stretch of Married at First Sight for another year, and, yeah, I think you guys summed up pretty nicely. There's been a lot of talk about us as a couple on the experiments, and we're apparently the most controversial couple ever to go through the show.
Now, last night, you guys looked so solid. Bryce, you've said that you've moved to Melbourne to be with Melissa. Are you guys together now?
Yeah, we're definitely living together, and I'm sure you guys can appreciate too, you don't really leave a full-time radio job in this current climate unless
no.
You're confident of something working out with a partner. I thought Melissa was worth doing that for, so I thought, you know what, I'll make the move and hedge my bets, and hopefully something comes up in the near future after the show. But it's really good sort of.
We're very much in love.
Yeah,
well, that's good to hear. Living through the show is one thing, but watching it back, or at least watching it back through the eyes of the country, must be a completely different thing altogether. There's no doubt a primo editing job is done on the show, but has the show itself, now that you have lived through it a second time, has it helped you reflect on any behaviour that's happened?
Yeah, for me, more so. I think the comments that I'd made towards Melissa in the start obviously were brutally honest, and if I had my time again, probably would have toned it down a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to go into this experiment and just sort of be honest. And I've watched the show in the past, as everyone else has, and been like, oh, these people are fake. They're talking shit because they just want to make themselves look good on TV. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to be honest like I always am, and I have been about everything on the experiment. So things that come out about a rumoured girlfriend and other things like that, I'm just like, you know what, I've been honest about it the whole time. Look, I admitted on national TV that I met a girl on Tinder and we hooked up a couple of times. It's not every day you do that, but look, everything that was mentioned from myself was all true.
I've got to say, for a guy that talks for a living, you're not always the most delicate with your words. Have you learned to hold your tongue a little bit more?
Yeah, I think Liz's reaction gives it away. I'm a real speaker before I think, so it's probably something needs to work on, but at the same time, too, apparently it helps the ratings that Channel 9 have told me. So I guess they can thank me for that later.
Obviously, Bryce, you work in the same industry that we do. You've got a bit more of an understanding than maybe the general public of how media works. I just find it hard to look at your behaviour and wonder, was any of it done for the ratings? Because you know the minute you go on a show like that, the power of the words that you say, I mean, I'm sure you've experienced it in your radio career, as we have before. Was it something that went through your mind when you were saying some of the hurtful things that were said?
Look, I think some bits were very well put together.
Okay.
I said that early on at the start of the series, and I still stand by that. Other situations too that have involved others sort of coming towards me and targeting me. I think that's just a normal reaction for a lot of men in Australia to react that way. Not saying it's appropriate or the right way to respond, but
okay.
I don't think I'm a real individual when it comes to, I think a lot of men sort of react that way. And look, I think when you're in that environment, it's so hard to explain it unless you're physically doing it yourself, but you've got cameras around you all the time. You've got producers helping you with things and whatnot. And, obviously, I'm not privy to other conversations with other participants, but I know what happened with Melissa and I, and yeah, I can definitely say that it sort of is there.
Look, what you've said there is really important. Obviously, a lot of the things that happened on the show were not okay, and, you know, you're aware of it, everyone's aware of it, but the fact that you've just mentioned there that you're not the only person in Australia acting this way is totally correct. There is a lot of flack that's fallen on you, but I don't think that you're the only person that we see this behaviour from.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. We're speaking to Melissa and Bryce from MAFS. Melissa, the questions have obviously come thick and fast for Bryce's behaviour, but there's also been a bunch of questions of how you could stick around. Have you copped that from people in your life as the show has played out as well?
Yeah, definitely, because my family and friends obviously knew about Bryce after we'd wrapped up filming, and they got to know Bryce before the show actually went to air.
That would have helped.
Yeah, it did. And then watching the show, well, they obviously have all stopped watching the show now, but watching it, they went, oh my God, we've never seen this side of Bryce, and this isn't the person that we know, and they had to switch off because it's just not who they've seen in real life. So there was definitely elements of Bryce that we saw where he was, let's say, insensitive in the beginning, and he didn't really understand how to approach somebody like me. I don't think he's ever met somebody as timid and quiet as me, but trust me, he's learnt how to talk to me now.
Damn straight.
I feel like you handled yourself really well, Melissa. It would have been so hard being in an environment where everybody is constantly questioning your relationship. It's hard enough to start a new relationship, let alone being on a national television show, then throw into the mix, you know, all these other couples going through the same thing as you. There were a lot of rumours. Was there any point where you believed any of it or had that little pang in your stomach of, is this true?
I definitely did. All the way through the experiment, every time a new story was brought up by one of the girls in the experiment, and that happened several times by several different girls. And there was definitely times where I was concerned, and I had to sit down and talk about it with Bryce. And a lot of that, unfortunately, we don't get to see. But we actually had many conversations. We were very open and honest from the beginning, and everything that was being said, I actually found out before the girls actually approached me, so I was prepared. And it is what it is. The big thing for me is after leaving the experiment, we were outside of the experiment for 2 months living our normal lives, and no one approached me. None of Bryce's friends, family, this girl approached me. We heard nothing. It was just the girls in the experiment, which that's what made me question what's true and who's trying to make a profile.
Would you have done the same, though? Like, let's say it's flipped around. Do you feel like you would have also been compelled to maybe tell another woman, hey, like, I think this is what's going on?
Oh, absolutely. But my defence has always been, and I've said it from the beginning, if I knew, if something like this was brought to light, I would have gone straight to the person and I would have told them. Yeah. I wouldn't have waited for a camera crew. I would not waited to be in front of the camera. I would have told them, and then we could have, you know, had the scene out. But the thing was, every time Samantha or Booker or Alana had something to say, it was always in a very dramatic setting, and no one pulled me aside off camera in the apartments where we're all living. So that was the red flag. For me.
Well, you've got to do what the producers want you to do. I know there's been a lot of people from outer, you know, deciding how you both should feel and, you know, how you both should be operating. But when it all comes down to it, we're at the end of the series. Are you both okay? It's been like a crazy couple of months. Are you all right?
I think it's going to take some time away from the show to settle down, to be honest with you. I think I've obviously been doing a lot of publicity, but I even took a week off myself just to try and get my own sort of mental health right. It's not saying I'm in a bad place. It's just, I think when you've got this constant barrage of attacks coming from online and gossip pages and
podcasts.
Kind of radio announcers. No, like, you guys are fine, but like there are definitely some radio announcers out there, particularly in Melbourne with a certain breakfast show that she wants to keep having an attack. And look, she hasn't got the greatest history herself. So there's people that sort of want to have an attack at you, and it's just unfortunately, I'm on a TV show. I have a history like a lot of people do. And, Melissa as well gets sort of dragged into it as well.
It's probably been worse for me, to be honest. Last week was probably the worst week of my life. And there were 3 days where I sat at home, and Bryce can attest because he sat with me the whole time.
That's nice.
As I cried. And I actually stopped taking the calls from the producers and... the situation almost arose where the police had to be called because people were concerned for my well-being, which never got to that point. But I'm just not in a good place, and I'm coming out to speak now because I know we're almost at the end, and I can start focusing on my mental health plan that I have.
Great. And you've got each other. That is the bonus, that you've come out of this and you've gone, we're gonna do this thing, we're in love, and it's great to see that you're both supporting each other and that you are both taking control of your own mental health and how you're going to respond to this.
Yeah, and thank you for putting your human face to it as well.
I think it's the important thing too, because there's a lot of people coming out and saying that aren't educated at all on reality TV, saying that we're contractually obliged to stay together for 12 months and we're being paid to do it. Like, it's a load of rubbish. I think no TV show in Australia ever does that. Mm. I can categorically confirm that now. And we definitely aren't being told by Channel 9 or Endemol to be like, you have to stay together to make the show look better and help next year come around. It's if we didn't want to be together, it'd be very simple. We wouldn't be together.
Well, millions of people have been watching it. I'm sure it's going to be a massive relief to see the final on Sunday night, 7 p.m. Married at First Sight. It will come to a close. Melissa, Bryce, all the best for your relationship. We do truly mean that, and hopefully you can find some peace now that this is all done. Thanks so much for your time.
Cheers, guys.